Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. I want to talk to you about scarcity today and how when you live a life of lack or scarcity, it triggers your survival instincts. And when you're in this space, it can be particularly hard to get out of it because it becomes self-perpetuating. So when you are in the scarcity mode, you find that you struggle, life loses some of its joy. And all these little losses can be incremental, but it can start to have a negative spiral that takes you down. It can make you feel that life is against you, that you're fighting up a steep hill or fighting against the current. And in that fight against the current, the more that you fight, the harder it becomes. What made me start thinking about this is there's a field close by to where I live. And in that field, there are a couple of horses. And every time I've been here now for I think nearly 4 years, and every time I go past that field, those horses are still there and the grazing is really bare. And I adore horses, I absolutely love them. And I don't go past a field of horses very often without trying to engage with them in some way. And I'd say about 90% of the time, at least one of them will come over to say hello to me. But those horses in that field that I'm talking about never ever have. And there's actually a public footpath that walks right through the centre of the field. And so I've walked right into their field. And normally when I do that, horses will come up to me and I'll get to sort of pet them and sort of say hello to them and engage with them. But because, and I believe that it's because the grazing is so sparse that they are so defeated that there is no joy left in them. And that got me thinking about scarcity in our lives, in human lives, and how that can have exactly the same effect. It can suck the joy out of life. And when there's no joy in life, it can be very hard to engage with life in a positive way. And determining to engage in it in a positive way can seem like a struggle, like an effort. And when you're feeling like life is against you, even that little bit of effort can seem really, really hard. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is because if you're in that situation, unless you do make that effort, you're going to find it very hard to shift where you are in life, because the way you react to it creates more of it. So if you're wanting to get out of that kind of thing and shift your mindset around it, it's to try to find the joy, trying to find the gratitude for the little things in life, for the quiet moments, the moments of peace, the moments where somebody is kind or thoughtful, and to turn your mind to what is good. Because when you think about the things that are good, you'll feel your energy will naturally increase. It'll naturally start, you'll start to feel more energized and much happier. And the happier you are, the more you engage with people in a positive way, the more those people are likely to engage with you in a positive way. And slowly but surely, things will start to shift and change. But it takes that decision, that choice, to focus on things that help to lift you up rather than pull you down. And I know I've been in dark places in my life before too, so I'm not saying this from a position of, you know, you should do it, but I haven't experienced it. I have, I know how hard it can be. But all I can share with you is that that choice is ultimately yours. No one can do it for you, no one can make you do it. Only you can choose to do that. But that when you do, it will make every difference. It might not at first, it might not take a day or 2 days, it might take a few weeks, it might take a few months. But if you note where you are and you start taking those small actions, in those few weeks or those few months, when you look back, you'll start to see how far you've actually come. It might not be obvious all at once, but eventually you'll be able to see the changes that have happened. I hope this helps any of you that seem to be stuck in a bit of a downward spiral. And as usual, I have loads of show notes below in this episode. And I'd just like to, I suppose, say I don't often hear from people, and if you do have any questions, I would love to hear from you. I'm an endlessly curious person, and other people's questions make me think and help me to grow too, and it's something that I treasure. So please do send me any questions you have. I will do my best to answer them. And if you want to connect with me through my website, the link's below in the show notes, either for coaching, for team coaching, or just to ask me something, my social media links are below as well, as are links to my online courses, including my 7-day free happiness boost. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.